Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I lost the game. Ahoy, how about that? Full-on cowboy voice. Football's football.
Quite a many days. What is the freaking Texans doing?
I got something to ask.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
Germany's a great city.
He did it early. He did a lot of that.
Kick the ball, you little bitch. Space Force.
Head coach?
Oh, my God.
What? My son is an idiot.
Space Force.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Space Force.
Good old Space Force.
That's still a thing?
I think so. Yeah. I don't think you just do away with Space Force.
Haven't heard much about old Space Force.
I love cows.
No. Old Space
Hey,
Force.
Monday's January 6th. What are you going to do to celebrate your day?
Yeah, you know. I got some plans. I can't talk about them.
Celebrate with a company town hall?
Oh, yeah. You guys going to that?
Yeah.
What time is it again?
Sure.
I don't know. You asking me what time that thing is?
I think we can Zoom it, right?
I have no idea. I won't be there. In bigger news, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Now with a 14-point lead on your cocky ass.
Yeah, well, Virginia Tech's ready to kick a field goal here. This smells like backdoor cover.
21-10. Spread was 9.5. You were all cocky sniffing over there.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
Who cocky sniffs a bet in the first quarter besides Ohio State?
Exactly. And like 4 minutes into the first quarter.
You don't think Ohio State was cocky sniffing
they
4 minutes
been.
Into the first
they
quarter?
Tell
you what, you know who was cocky sniffing over that game? Yours truly.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, you were on
you
that.
You did have
I don't mean to bet brag, but that was an easy one.
I'm not going to say it was an easy one, but yeah.
Looked pretty easy.
It was pretty easy. It was a no-sweat bet.
Well,
at what point did you know that thing was in the bank? 8 minutes left in the first quarter?
When they were up 14-0.
That would be
I was
8 minutes
like,
left in the first quarter.
They are not losing this.
Yeah. There is, yeah. It did feel like that. Like 14-0. You're like,
it's not. This is not good.
No. Wow. I had that feeling when it was 7-0 Virginia Tech, and now look at me. You kidding me?
Miller.
21-7, I'm sweating out the turd bowl here with PJ Fleck.
Okay, we've got some reviews from the Evergreen Inn to get to, but
yes.
I told you I had the latest on Luigi. I just wanted to mention, you know, he's in prison. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the guy that killed the healthcare guy.
Yes.
Healthcare bro. Yeah. they're now saying that he has hired a prison consultant.
Wait, there's a prison consultant?
Yeah.
To just, like, teach you the ins and outs?
Yeah, I guess people with money hire prison consultants, and they basically tell them what they're in for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy was Harvey Weinstein's guy.
Oh.
His name's Craig Rothfeld.
In all honesty, I think that's actually pretty smart.
Why?
Well, if I was going to prison, I don't know anything really about prison other than those Lock Up Abroad shows, and like I'm not going to the Black Dolphin.
So you do know something about prison.
I know something about foreign prisons. Not really certain how like what is it, like Attica? I don't really know how that works. I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang. That seems to be my
you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
By the way, clip that, please. We'll put that with the white drops.
God bless on America.
Thank you.
Walked right into that one. By the way, field goal good.
Yes.
21-10.
They're only not covering by
this
two and a half or
of,
one and a half.
This reeks of backdoor cover on the part of the Virginia Tech Hokies. But no, like I'm going into prison. Why wouldn't I spend, especially if I got a little scratch? And by the way, I'm not going to need that money where I'm going. He's going away forever. Why wouldn't I pay someone to give me the lay of the land that says this is what you do, this is what you don't do, this is how you avoid, you know, being trafficked, this is who you need to get in with? I think that's a great business plan. Mm. Look, if I was a convicted felon and done some serious time, I'd be doing that.
Well, I think it's interesting that that's his job. I guess he spent time in prison, mm-hmm. a white-collar criminal, this Rothfeld guy.
Yeah.
And he has become a top consultant. In a 2020 interview, he told NBC of his clients, "Often I tell people you're going into a Byzantine black hole." Mm. What does that mean?
I think that's the Byzantine Empire. I think you're going back into the olden days.
Okay. He said of the disgraced movie mogul, this is Harvey Weinstein he's talking about, after he was convicted for felony sex crimes, "I'm talking to him about the first 90 days. They're very dark. They're very uncomfortable because you're on buses in handcuffs and leg shackles. You can't get packages. It's very scary." I think that's funny that he...
Yeah, it's part of the point.
You can't get packages. That's quite scary. Like, that would be scary to my wife. If she could no longer get Amazon packages...
Yeah, that would be the worst
thing. I don't know what she'd do.
That's why she keeps her nose clean. Stay out of jail and keep those Amazon packages.
Look, I hate to tell you this, but like... That's like worry 7 million down the list of when I go to prison.
I just thought that was a weird thing he put in there.
Yeah.
And then he said, what it will be like for him is you're powerless. Mm.
Yeah, see, that's the one. There's a, every now and then you go down YouTube rabbit holes, and I don't know how I even stumbled upon this, but I think it's a YouTube show where it's like an ex-biker that did time in Oregon State Prison. And he has other bikers on, and they talk about their time in prison. And it really is kind of an interesting thing because, like, you've got, like, and it's like I've seen maybe two or three episodes. I'll watch, like, 15 minutes of it, and then eventually you kind of lose interest because they get really into some weird minutia detail, and you're like, whatever. But they talk about, like, the different, like the Mexican gangs and versus the black gangs and the white gangs and like who does what and the different types of Mexican gangs. It is its own little world in there. And if you don't know how to navigate it, dude, you're hooped. Like the one guy talked about, I thought it was interesting. He said he walked into a cell and he was part of a white, like biker gang because he's like, I knew going in, I didn't have a choice. Like, so he joins this white biker gang. And he said he goes into a guy's prison cell, and that guy was part of a different crew, but he was a lifer, and the guy that was doing the interview was only doing like 8 years, and so he said that he had to defer to him. Like the guy told him, he said, "Hey, you sit down when you pee," and the guy thought that was like a sign of like you're I'm gonna be his bitch, and he goes, "No," he goes, "This is my house forever. I'm never leaving. You are going to get transferred out of here. I am here for life." And he goes, "I don't want your pee splattering all over the place." And the guy was like, "Okay, that makes sense." There's like a whole, there's like all these little weird rules that if you don't know, you're going to get hooped. And he said, like the other one is like, if you are a gang member of a certain one and you go into a different cell of a different gang, you don't have any control over, like you don't have any say over what they do because they're not part of your crew. You have to then go get permission from the other person's crew to even do anything. It's an entirely weird world.
Yeah.
And I would want to know what I'm getting into. And Luigi isn't, I'm assuming he's going to like a supermax. So he probably won't be involved in any of this. But if you're like in a prison house, that's probably the best money you could spend. If you're going into prison like that.
Did you know Weinstein is up for retrial? Did you know that?
I thought he was dying.
Well, yeah, he's had a lot of health problems, but he looks like he's recovered.
Huh.
Yeah, they said he's getting a retrial.
Well,
I didn't know that.
I really thought he was, like, on death's door and that he got released for, like, a compassionate, like, release sort of
thing. No, he's not out.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh.
He's still in there.
Yeah, well, he's dead anyways.
They might as well be.
Yeah.
He shouldn't get out of prison, I'll tell you that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think so. I'm trying to find the name of that. Yeah, it was on OPB was how they were doing it. It was education at for the Oregon State Penitentiary. And, like, there's this guy, Jesse something or other.
Libs.
Yeah, and he talks about his time in prison. And it's weird how nonchalant they are about everything. You got to know who's selling what drugs and this and how they deal with, like, the child molesters. And it's a whole thing, man.
Yeah, they're saying Mangione, he's currently at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, is actually going to wind up on the same floor as another famous inmate, disgraced hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs.
Oh! They're going to be hanging out together, huh?
They're both in Brooklyn.
So that's just a waiting...
Yeah.
And
they're both waiting. Would you say there's a third in there? I thought I heard there was, like, a trifecta of celebrities in there.
I didn't see that. It doesn't say...
I'm assuming, though, like, when you're one of those high-profile guys, I believe that you go to your own, like, you get into protective custody. They won't let, I don't think they'll let guys like that around the normal population, which I find a little weird. So if you and I commit a horrible crime, we just get thrown in with everybody. But if you're Luigi or P. Diddy, then you get to be a protected class.
Because you're famous?
Yeah, I don't really like that. Because they're, like, supposedly then you're a target and they don't want you being, you know, whatever. But when you go to prison, aren't you all a target?
The third in the trifecta is that that crypto dude, Sam Bankman-Fried, the one who defrauded Tom Brady out of $60 million. And so
he's in there too?
Him, Diddy, and Luigi all in the same spot.
Wow.
You think Luigi's kind of like, hey, this is nice. Nice.
This isn't so bad.
A couple interesting guys to talk to, I guess.
Yeah, Sam's a white collar guy. Might be okay here.
Do you get to chat with him? And I don't know how that works. I just know prison's not for me, man. No thanks. I don't want.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
Damn it! Do we really have to have that drop?
That's fantastic.
Could you mix in a black?
Where the white power rankings go?
Oh yeah, they signed that brown guy.
The color white to me just always works. I wish I could have more white things.
I just have always preferred the whites.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang. Oh, for God's sake!
Look at you. Look at you.
That is a lot of problematic.
I'm gonna get rid of all the women.
When taken
get rid
out
of all the black guys.
When taken out of context.
That's not out of context.
You'd have to do it. You said it. You'd have to do it too.
Do what? Black, please. Thank you. Hey, I'm pro-black. See? I'm asking for it.
I don't think that's the way that works in the prison system.
Black Don.
Wow!
God.
Hey-o!
They say there's a drop for everything.
I'm being dead serious here.
Bye!
If you had to go into normal general population, like...
Gen Pop, that's
Gen Pop, right? I mean, you're in there with the killers, the really bad... Like,
what did I do?
Worst of the worst. I don't know. You're in there.
What have I done?
You got a life sentence. I don't know. You killed someone in a crime of passion, right? You're in there.
Okay.
You're in there for life.
That helps me, by the way. Seriously, because, you know, no one's going to come after me.
I'm dead serious, man. You're going to spend your entire life in that cell. Do you do it or do you just go out in a blaze? Do you just run and, like, when it's over, it's over? Like, I'm not certain I would want to live out 40 years in a federal institution where I am constantly worried about that. I think I might rather just have it be over.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I just think that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I think you to take your own life, you still got to be in that headspace.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure you would be in there. Maybe you'd become like the mayor in there.
You get carve out a little niche for yourself?
Reading books.
Man, I don't
know. Nice, quiet life.
I don't think that exists. Does that exist?
Yeah.
Find Jesus, maybe?
Yeah, there you go. Go to temple.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
Maybe play some hoop.
What on earth do you do when you know you're staring at a 40-year bit in that place?
Lift weights.
I guess. For what?
Maybe get a couple tats. Can you get tats in there?
I've already got them.
Well, can't you get tats in prison?
I think you can. Really bad ones.
Well, let's get you more tatted up.
You make friends with the good tattoo artist. Just don't make friends with a bad one.
I don't think there's such a thing as a good.
Oh, there's a good prison tattoo artist.
There
there's
is?
Gotta
be. Oh, there's
no,
got
to be.
Gotta be.
Well, I don't know about
someone who's done it better than the others.
Seems iffy, boys. Seems iffy.
All right. Well, let's learn about the Evergreen Inn.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple reviews.
Coming up next on The Fan. Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Grade A prime bitch.
He put the USDA stamp on his dong.
I think that's the sort of prison tattoo that you're talking about there.
Possibly.
Yeah. I don't... I stand by my statement, Buck. There's not a good prison tattoo artist.
I'd imagine. Well, by comparison to other out-of-prison tattoo artists, no.
No.
But there's got to be one who's better than the other in the system.
I don't know if anyone really thrives in prison.
Can I offer a personal anecdote here?
Yeah.
On this topic?
Yeah.
I'm actually an expert on this.
That's why they called me I'm expert.
Well, I've told you that we have someone on my wife's side of the family who has done prison time.
Yeah.
It's a whole scene, but he was a tremendous tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. That's what I had to tell you.
That's it.
Well, that's what you were asking. Are there great tattoo artists in prison?
But
he is a great tattoo artist.
But he doesn't have tattoo equipment. He's using, like, needles and...
Well, don't they let you, like...
I don't think so.
Isn't that part of a thing where...
I think that's contraband, isn't it? Because you could kill someone with some of that
stuff. You can't have... Honestly, I think they take, like, needles and then, like, pen ink, and they dip them in there and then tap it into your skin. That's why all the Russian prison tattoos are so terrifying.
Well, then what's the difference in that and giving them actual real...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a real tattoo gun? It's electric.
It's pretty high tech.
It's for
hardware.
It's a real actual piece of machinery. Literally, they're taking like a needle, dipping it in ballpoint ink pen, and then tapping it into
your
skin.
But they're doing it like on the down low. Like they're not allowed to do
that.
Yeah,
I think so.
And they still do that.
You're not allowed.
Well,
to
how
have
do they
tattoos.
Get the needles?
Well, again, that goes back to the contraband thing.
Smuggle them. They make them. I don't know.
These sons of bitches.
But they're not using real tattoo.
Put them
equipment.
In jail.
If you've ever met someone with, like, garage tattoos...
put them in jail!
They just look terrible. Again, there's nothing about prison that's good. Right. Nothing at all.
So, on the in the news today, we were discussing the Quality Inn,
mm-hmm.
which is not so quality.
No.
At 82nd and Sandy.
Yeah, and we were like, where is a worse hotel? And someone on the text program was like, dude, just go across the street.
Well,
there's one worse.
So the Portland police have zeroed in on the Quality Inn at 82nd and Sandy.
Yeah.
And they are targeting it because there have been 3 murders in 7 weeks there. Well, then we got into the online reviews for the Quality Inn, and boy, they were something.
And the best part is one guy left a review because he was there when someone got murdered.
But... they got a 2.3?
It was a 2.4? 2 point something. And
out of
5. And that's when someone said, dude, you got to look up. There's a place right across the street that's worse. So I just pulled up Google Maps and I started looking at the ratings. And I found one that was 1.8. And I was like, well, that has to be it.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it's right. It literally is across the street. I'm guessing that's like a 5 iron from that place. And it's called the Evergreen Inn. And I looked it up and this was the very first review that I saw. And by the way, same thing with the Quality Inn. I am not, like, nitpicking. I'm just going down the reviews here. And this was the first one. This place is bizarre. There are new elements in the room like signs and bathroom mirrors, but the water heater was 40 years old and took over 2 hours to heat up the freezing cold room. The bathtub was disgusting. There were at least 5 burn marks on the sheets. There was also lipstick stains and other stains on the sheets and pillowcases. What was the other one? One of the pillows was made out of plastic. On our second night there, someone was blasting music in the room next to us, so we couldn't sleep. The person at the front desk would not ask them to stop the music. For the love of God, do not stay here. And so I was like, all right, that's a bad one.
I love the for the love of God addition there. That's a nice touch.
This is the next one. By the way, 1 star on that one.
I'm looking at the rooms here. Yeah, they're bad.
1 star. This place was disgusting. Had cockroaches in the room. The bathroom, there was nasty garbage cans full of garbage and dirty water. Don't stay here. I enjoyed this one. This person gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and you'll appreciate this. It's an inexpensive flop house. I killed a couple of cockroaches. The floor wasn't particularly clean, but the bed was somewhat comfortable, and the sheets were okay. The TV worked. The shower was hot. However, when you needed to regulate the temperature, you had to use pliers to adjust the hot freezing cold.
Where do you get pliers?
I don't know.
Well, you bring your own.
It said the lights worked. One mirror was broken off of the corner. Look, it's cheap and doable if you just need a dry place to get out of the wintry weather, which we are grateful to be able to do. Oh, and the towels are dirty.
Oh, my God.
But that's 4 stars.
I'm amazed at some people's low level of...
their standards.
Standards for yes. these hotels. Like, so these people don't care about any of this. They're like, ah, yeah, no. 4 star. Yeah, towels are dirty. Had to use pliers in the water, but hey, it was hot. Kind of liked it. What the hell? Who are these people?
This one from Franklin. And look, I enjoy this one. They gave him 2 stars. Now, who does this? The manager has a key that works for your door to get into your room, but they give you one that does not. Then you have to ask to borrow their key to get into the room. And so he says, this is unheard of. A motel where you have to be let into your room every time you come back.
You're kidding.
No.
So they don't want someone going and giving someone else the key, and then you can,
well,
like...
Well, this is actually a security measure that I kind of like.
This actually makes some sense.
Yeah, they may have something on the quality in here.
It's like, hey, buddy, you're not just renting this out for someone else's nefarious activity. I want to make sure it's you coming in the door.
Says, this is unheard of. A motel where you have to be let into your room every time you come back in. In my opinion, without refunding my money for the stay, I probably didn't even think about staying at this place again. It was ridiculous. The parking lot was terrible. The parking lot was very large and roomy, but it was filled with homeless looking and beat up vehicles, people sitting inside them. I'm not bashing on the homeless or anything, and I'm not sitting on a high rise myself, but still, it's a business with a parking lot meant for customers. And when a customer has to park way out by the dumpster and step over a bunch of trash and homeless people, it's just kind of an undesirable situation. 2 stars. Now we're back to a 1 star, which I kind of appreciate. This is from Yovan. This place was disgusting. The advertisement pictures are false. I was charged twice and didn't get a refund, nor did I stay. And here's the great one.
Yeah, the old double book.
There were prostitutes approaching my husband in the parking lot, lobby, and at our room.
Nice.
I was trying to communicate.
Yeah.
They were trying to communicate through the door.
Hubba, hubba.
She was staying with her husband, and the prostitutes were trying to talk them into it through the door.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Don't get me wrong, I like to tat it up whore too.
That's how you get the Johns.
Yes.
You gotta stay persistent.
Yeah. This from Aziz. When we went to the room has a horrid smell to it. The floor is dirty and dusty. The bed is not made up. King bed, but only given 2 old and small pillows, both stained. Bathroom floor is also dirty. The white towels were stained black. Also, nosy at night with random people, footsteps running up and down the hallway and screaming, felt unsafe the entire time. Parking lot area full of trash. I wonder why the management is not bothered about the cleanliness or the homelessness. I wonder why the room was too dirty. Regret that we booked for 2 nights here.
Screaming.
Only stayed one.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. I'm trying to see what it's around.
It's right over by the grotto, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is. It's right on 82nd.
Yeah. Couldn't stay here, seemed unsafe, worried about our safety and the safety of our vehicle. Had to get a reservation elsewhere. It was disappointing because it was too late to cancel.
It's across from the Domino's.
Yeah.
And the Popeyes.
I like this one too. 1 star. First, when I pulled up, I didn't know if this was a motel or a halfway house. There were some people wandering around in the parking lot at all times, and I felt unsafe. Looked in the distance, and I saw a pile of broken furniture that had been lit on fire.
God. Yeah, you know, the Quality Inn is right across the street from the Grotto.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So
yeah,
Jesus is watching.
I guess
you.
That makes sense. Sandy, yeah. 82nd. And then the other one is a little more south, just south of that.
Here's another one.
Boy, I tell you, if you are in that hotel, the Evergreen Inn and Suites.
Yeah.
And Suites.
Yeah.
If you need to escape, you know, like running from the cops and stuff.
Yeah.
You can run right back into that old grotto area.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
It's all wooded back in there.
Yeah. Enjoy this as well. If I could give it 0 stars, it would still be too generous. To keep it short, cockroaches, shady mofos, and craftsmanship, limited maintenance, overcharged for an extra day in the middle of a gang, drug, and sex operation. Other than that, it was great. If you do go, for the love of God, don't go outside after dark. Not safe per multiple Uber drivers. Even the Uber drivers are telling you don't go there. I mean, it is just a bevy.
Well, again,
I like when people give it the 3 stars, though.
Some of these people, I mean, just do a little bit more homework before you book a hotel, right?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to find anyone that gave it more than...
I'm not going to lie. I think that the Quality Inn...
Sounds like quality.
Sounds worse.
You think the Quality Inn's worse?
I mean, it's close, but yeah. I kind of do.
Well, it's... this, according to Aaron Collins, great, great, great. You're still complaining about something like no elevator? For the price, you cannot beat this. I can't wait to get breakfast in the morning. I can't believe they even offer breakfast.
They have breakfast?
As cheap as this place is. Yeah. I mean...
You can eat
so
that?
Do you stick your hand into a jar of day-old bagels? Or, like, what are we doing
there? I think we need to have you go and stay one night at the Quality. And then
have
one
the breakfast
night,
in the morning?
One night at the Evergreen and bring back an expose. See which is worse.
Can I just walk around them for a bit? I don't really feel like I need to stay.
I think you do because you need the full experience. It's immersion. You have to.
Yeah, I want to know about these footsteps running up and down at night and kind of.
That's right. It's the staff. What happens late at night? It's the water. It's the towels. Is there a bed?
Look at this. The worker was so zooted he gave us the same room as the customer in front of this. We found out when we walked in. The room itself was visibly dirty. Not sure those floors have ever been clean. The mattress itself had multiple black spots, so either mold or bed bugs. There's loud construction for hours nonstop. But the lie to the third-party service today was only 15 minutes in order to evade a refund. We left after a few hours since it was unbearable. Don't waste your money. I just love that they gave you the same room as the people in front of you.
Can you imagine the people that work at these hotels?
No. No.
And who owns these hotels?
I don't know, man.
Are these, like, standalone? They're obviously standalone. Like, if your Quality Inns are all over the place.
Yeah.
Who owns Quality Inn? And it's like a franchise thing or something?
I'm guessing it's just a franchise and the guy puts no money into it and he makes money because, you know, it's just people go there and you don't do anything. You're not putting any money into it.
I want to do this.
If you start cracking down on the clientele and they stop coming, so you're like, well, you just got to let them do what they do.
Yeah, we're okay. Not my fault. I'm just a hotel.
Got my lease paid off or
that's
something?
Right. That's right. I own the building.
I like this one.
There you go.
They have bed bugs and roaches. They have bad service. My card was deactivated when I went to get it fixed. The guy said, what do you want me to do about it? I love this. I love that the guy at the front desk is like, what do you want from me, man?
What would he do about your card being deactivated?
I don't... Well, I'm getting... No, I'm...
Yeah, what's that guy supposed to do?
To get the in the
thing?
Room.
Oh,
okay. Got demagnetized, give me another one. They're like, what?
Yeah. What do you want me to do about it? Just, I don't know.
Figure it out.
Break a window or something, dude.
I like this one. Front lobby, you check in by sliding your card under glass like you're at a bank.
Yeah. Oh, they're behind glass for sure. Yeah. I've seen those. Like, they ain't putting themselves out there to...
Yeah.
Like, imagine sitting at the front desk of these hotels.
No.
Dude, you need bars.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, a lot of that movie, He Got Game, with Denzel Washington and Ray Allen? Like, his dad was, like, on leave, had, like, a little break from... And I just keep thinking about that hotel where there was just heinous stuff happening and, like... Yeah, it's just...
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Jesus Shuttlesworth, that's right. Or the place where Tom Hanks stays in Big and he's all scared he's his little kid.
What's amazing is, like, these are just read the reviews. Again, here's another. Do not go there. The Roach Motel was horrible. And yet people obviously are still going there.
With every review, my curiosity is being piqued more and more.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to go. I won't get there.
You guys want to go spend the
but
night?
But I'm very interested. I'd like to maybe do a drive-by and not that kind.
Oh, my God.
Well, you drive by it all the time.
This is
do you ever take 82nd up to the airport instead of 84? I sometimes do.
Oh, dude, this is... Not usually.
This is a bad one. This one's from Heather, and she's showing photos of the bites that she got by staying there.
From people or bed bugs?
Yeah. The experience was overly bad. I ended up with bed bugs and hundreds of bites all over my body. The place was filthy. My room didn't even have a room number.
Yeah!
It had posted on the door that it just had it posted on the door written in ink. The bed sheets were filthy. The bed and cigarette burns on it. The neighbors were atrocious. Absolutely disgusting. And then she shows her arms and it's covered in bites.
What haven't we heard yet? In terms of what could be happening
blood?
At this hotel.
Yeah, I mean, blood. We haven't got any like blood or body parts or anything like that.
I like this one. For the love of God, do not book here. I'm serious. It's like something out of a nightmare. The second we stepped inside, the vibe was deeply depressing and scary.
We haven't heard anything about drug paraphernalia either. Yeah. I thought that'd be included.
The room sounded like this person's talking about the sounds, and it sounded like there were multiple acts of violence and or drug deals going on. We wanted to turn around immediately, but we had to wait for a ride and didn't feel safe waiting outside. So we waited in our room for a few minutes and then ran. Oh, here you go. You asked in this same review, hand to God, right
body
here.
Body parts?
The room had bloodstains everywhere. Insects, spider webs, cigarette burns. I didn't even want to sit on the bed. Furthermore, it's advertised as an airport hotel, but it's nowhere near close to the airport. We got out immediately. I love that they wait. This is from Stacy, by the way. I love, and she posted photos.
She seems a little critical.
I enjoy that they waited inside for their car to come and then made a run for it because they didn't feel safe waiting.
All right. I have to admit, this is way worse than the quality inn, although it is close to the airport.
I just enjoy that Buck was like, what about the bloodstains? And the very next review.
Sure enough, there they are. How often do you think staff actually goes in the rooms after people check out?
Obviously never.
Okay, but clearly not never. Like, if there was a body in there or something, you'd have to know. Like, but do they pop in there once a month just to make sure that there's not? I mean, or does it really never?
No, dude. No.
I think they have front desk employees that check people in and out, and they probably are supposed to have a cleaning crew. But
like, when's the last time a fresh sheet went on any bed?
Well, yeah, never.
No.
Well, probably one time. But was it? I mean,
maybe the cleaning crew shows up once a week.
Maybe once a year.
Every once in a while, you hire somebody new, and they're like, oh, this is a great job. And then they quit 3 days later, and then the rooms don't go clean.
This is from Michael again. He took photos. It's a homeless shelter. Be prepared. Rooms beat to hell. No shower curtain. No toilet paper. No light bulbs. Batteries stolen out of the remotes. Of course, cigarette burns everywhere. Holes in all the linens. Crusted food.
Why is everyone smoking in bed?
I think it's a different kind of burn. You know what I mean?
Well, they keep saying cigarette burns, so...
Yeah, baby! I think that might be more of a pipe. I like this one. Sure. Crusted food burnt into the microwave. Trash from previous guests. Got moved to a second room. At least it was upgraded with toilet paper this time. Still no shower curtain, though. Open crack use in the parking lot and inside the hallway.
Open what?
Smoking crack.
Smoking crack in the parking lot and then had to put also... in the hallways.
Well, but, you know, it happens. This is wild.
I just like that people keep leaving reviews as if it matters.
Look, I knew it was bad over there, but...
Someone on the text line says, and I think we could pull off, like, a reality show. Like, this would go right on the History Channel or, like, TLC or something. The same people who do ghost hotels and stuff like that work. Like, just go to the worst hotels in America.
I just don't think that the hotels would let you show any of it.
I don't think the people who are potentially murdering people would let you show any of it.
I think, and by the way, reading through some of these, I think what happens a lot is people just from out of town go on Priceline.
Yeah.
And they just book without knowing what it is.
But don't you, I mean, I've never done Priceline for hotel, but I've done Priceline for flights. Vowed never to do it again, obviously. But don't you at least do some checking on what they give you?
I mean,
these people are booking like the cheapest thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well... maybe you should look into why it's so cheap.
Yeah. It's a valid point. If you're doing Priceline, you need to do Priceline for like a four or five star hotel. And then you're like, but when you're picking one to two star and you're on Priceline, dude, you're playing with Russian roulette.
All right, we got to go. Here's Buck. Well, now we have to break. Sook's still reading the reviews.
I can't.
They're getting
better
somehow.
Yeah, there's still more stuff.
Yeah, one person checked in and found a syringe on their bed. And then I appreciate they said that when they checked out in the morning, because how about the fact that you stayed after you found the used syringe in your bed? And they said that when they left the room, they said that someone's dog had taken a dump that they had to step over to leave their room. By the way, does anyone believe that that was a dog that took a dump in their hallway? I don't think so.
Probably the front desk guy.
I also enjoyed this guy. I gotta find this. My last one that I read, and then I swear I'll get off of it, but I enjoyed this immensely. This from Thor, by the way. I only checked in for 10 minutes and left. The hotel in general and my room were filthy and unsafe. My room did not have a number on the door, which I love that this seems to be a common thread. There's no numbers, but this is what I love. My room did not have a number on the door, and it had been kicked in. I know this because there was a new unpainted wood on the door frame, and none of the three locks attached to anything.
So they just put the door, they just stood the door back
up? They just stood the door back up.
Yeah. Hey, at least they tried.
I guess.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on the face. Oh, I thought we would get the walk of life and waltzing on out
in
of
about
here.
1 minute, you will.
Okay. We were way behind today.
Yeah, it happened. Well, we got
the hotel sitch.
Yeah, we got derailed by that.
I do think we need to go stay in those hotels. Either that or like...
You know what? I think I'd be willing to do it, like as a joke. But the bug, the bed bugs thing, I don't know. That's the one I can't get behind. Like, because if, like, it's one thing, I don't...
Not bloodstains.
I'm not scared of being there. I'm not, you know, whatever, but I'm not interested in catching bed bugs, man. You get that in your stuff, like, you're not getting rid of that. That follows you. That lady, of all that stuff, the thing that scared me the most was that lady's arm, where she showed the photos of all the bites.
Yeah.
But I'd be happy to go check in and just...
It is a good question. Like, power rank the problems. So bed bugs is number one for you.
It's number one for me.
That would certainly be, I mean...
It's way up there.
Yeah, like, you know, I can deal with a little poop outside my door.
Yeah, you know.
The bed bugs is, you know, that's real problematic. You're going to
more concerning than the syringe on your bed?
Well, here's the thing. I can bring... Someone said on one of those they laid out some towels. The towels that seem to be moldy. I could bring something to sleep on. Like, if I had to stay there, I would bring an air mattress. But I don't know, man. Like... That's my fear. I'm not afraid of getting robbed. I'm not afraid of getting stabbed or anything like that. None of that stuff bothers me. But I do not want to catch that Andromeda strain. I'm not interested in leaving that hotel with an extra visitor. That's probably what stops me. What we should have is a contest where we get some fan listeners. I'll pony up some dose for other people to stay there and then bring them on the air and give us a play-by-play.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, how boring. Can't you guys move on to something else? No, I think this was great.
Not at all. Not even remotely boring.
And now we have to, because we gotta go.
Next week, more hotel reviews.
Followed by, these are amazing!
Yeah. Can't make everyone happy. Look at this Duke's Mayo Bowl. Come on.
What do we got?
I don't know. They're
wearing silly hats, eating turkey
legs.
They're
just eating things now covered in Duke's Mayo.
They were dunking dilly bars in there earlier.
That's disgusting.
Well, so is the Duke's Mayo.
We got 21-10?
21-10.
All right.
I just need
you're alive.
I need a field goal. I need something.
You're alive.
Leaving the back door open.
Yeah, back door is wide open. Come on.
Uh-oh.
One turnover away. Let's do this.
They teach tackling at Virginia Tech?
I don't know what they teach at Virginia Tech. How to go 6-6. All right.
Everybody have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3-7 to Fang tonight.
Red chips of space.